Hello again, and welcome to the Speedway Podcast, Vectis Radio's weekly pod, keeping you right up to date with all the latest news from the White Link Warriors. And last week saw the Plymouth Devils visit the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium.
The starter's doing his best, his hands are in the air, he's walked away, we've got a green light, the tapes are up, looks like a good clean start.
And it's Adam Roynan who's got the early lead, followed by Steve Boxall and Connor Coles in third.
It's not looking good for the Warriors,
isn't it? Come round to start the final lap, it's not looking good for the Warriors. Adam Roynan for the Plymouth Devils is leading the way, with Steve Boxall in second place. It's going to be Adam Roynan who takes a win of heat 15. Steve Boxall takes second place. Connor Coles takes third. 5-1 to Plymouth Devils, and they win the meeting.
Well, after a promising first half to a meeting that saw the Warriors build up a 6-point lead, things began to turn in the second part of the meeting as Plymouth, spearheaded by Steve Boxall, Adam Roynan and Benji Compton, clawed back the deficit and then propelled their side to another away success. Warriors' bright star owed a lot to guest Kyle Bickley, who expertly rounded Boxall in Heat 1, and then Connor Coles with the ride of the night to catch and pass Compton and Atkins in Heat 7. However, the warning signs were starting to appear as the visitors produced a series of fast starts that saw them produce 7 race winners in the last 8 heats, conceding only 2 last places. So another disappointing night for the Warriors, and team manager Jackie Vatcher was left to reflect on what might have been, saying, quote, "This meeting was always going to be a close call given that Plymouth have already beaten us here on 2 previous occasions, but this time, with a full team, I thought we could do enough to take the win. Like the Buxton match a fortnight ago, we just haven't been able to match a visiting team's top riders towards the end of the match and have paid the price." End quote. It finished Warriors 42, Plymouth Devils 48.
Hi, this is Steve Luxton, also known as Cobra from the American Gladiators, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Well, you join us here for the sort of post-meeting debrief here. It all sort of slipped away from the Warriors, really. It was a very good start to the meeting, the first few heats. We're stretching out an advantage, always pretty close. And then, of course, it went to one of the dreaded last heat deciders, and it didn't go our way this time. It has in other seasons, but all in all, a bit disappointing tonight.
Yeah, it was. We were doing really well. We were winning for the majority of the meeting. Then it all just started to fall away from us, which is a great shame, because all the riders tried their best to all perform really well. And just had strong riders in Plymouth, such as Steve Boxall, who any rider struggles to beat. But we have to look forward to next Tuesday when we entertain the Bellevue Colts, and hopefully that will go our way.
Of course, Kyle Bickley rode his heart out tonight. We're a bit worried about our number one, Ben, not being here, who's got neck muscle troubles. I think he had a little incident at home, but I think Kyle done you proud, Ben. It's just one of those things, as I've said before. I don't know what's worse. I don't know whether it's worse losing by a great amount or losing right at the end. It's all pretty disappointing, really, but still, onwards and upwards. We'll be here Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday against the Bellevue Colts in the National League. Come on down. You've still got just about enough time to come down and support the Warriors. Tape's up at 7. Come for a great night on Tuesday the 22nd.
And shortly after the meeting, Humpty spoke with Warriors co-promoter Barry Bishop.
Well, good evening, Barry.
Evening.
What can I say? It's difficult for me being a Warriors fan rather than a dispassionate reporter. Heartbreak at the Andrew Uni. It all ebbed away, didn't it, in the last few heats?
Yeah, it was, you know, we're lacking a rider for sure. The guys are pumped up to ride today. Plymouth have got a, you know, strength in depth team. Although they equally had a reserve who didn't score, so but they're big boys, and they rode really well. And we just didn't make the grade tonight, unfortunately.
It was a shame, wasn't it? Because you're always a bit worried when Ben's not about. But Kyle came out as a guest and won his first heat.
Yeah, Kyle was. In fact, I spoke to Kyle after the meeting. He was very disappointed with his last two rides. Mm. Kyle's an extremely professional young man who's going to go a long way in this sport. And he was here to do a job for us, and he felt like he let us down. But I had a word with him, and he didn't let us down. Of course, he rode extremely well. But one man can't make a team. So Chris, I think, scored 4, which is he'd be disappointed with, although he's changed his engines today. Adam, I know, is heartbroken, and I haven't really spoken to the rest of the guys yet. I've been running around getting the mascots back out for another ride before the end of the time curfew. Yeah.
It's a shame, really, because I mean, I suppose it's a silly conversation, really, but I never know what's worse, whether it's worse to lose by a couple of points or by more. But if you've lost, you've lost, I guess.
If you've lost, you've lost. From a promoter's perspective, we always want to lose but get thrashed because our bills are less. No, it's a joke, but yeah, it's very frustrating. For me, we've had, I think every meeting we've had here this year has been the last Eastside side, I think, apart from Lakeside. So. We just haven't had the run of the green this year. Although, having said that, when Adam Roynan broke down, I thought we might have had a... might be our turn, have a bit of luck for a change. But it's not to be, and congratulations to Plymouth. And we have to sit down and look at the drawing board again. You know, we're probably going to start looking towards 2018 rather than the rest of this year now. And start from scratch again.
It's such a shame, isn't it? Because there hasn't been any, both on and off track, there hasn't been any lack of effort this year. It just, we've come so close, but it, as you say, we just don't seem to have had the rub of the green. It hasn't quite come right.
Well, this season, you know, when we couldn't have Harlan Cook for one reason or another, then when Nathan went, it's just, you know, it just hasn't come back together, really, I think. And that's, a terrible feeling. I view the whole thing that we do here like a jigsaw puzzle, right? And we have everything around the jigsaw puzzle's right apart from the result. And the crowds are getting bigger every week. Our off track, we're doing so well. The Jack at the 80s weekend here was brilliant. But we didn't win. And I'm here to win, not to lose. And when you put in all the effort for everything else that we do around the stadium, to continually lose is not a nice feeling.
I guess the one great positive that you just touched on there that you can take away from is there can't be many speedway teams or many sporting teams at all in any sport where, although unfortunately the results haven't been there, the gates and the attendance is getting better and better.
Yeah, we're very happy with the attendance this year. So we monitor everything closely because we set ourselves budgets for each thing, marketing, for example, or free suites to give away and stuff like that. So we want to know how many come through. So if we've invested £5,000 in marketing this year and the crowds go up by five, it's not worth spending that much next year. So we monitor everything, and so far the results have been good, and let's hope it continues that way.
And you did touch on that, but a great success. I never made it out here because I was carnivaled out with Ventnor Carnival, and we had our fair share of weather worries and things, but it all come right for us on Saturday. But anyway, I digress. I didn't make it out here for the weekend, but I don't think the weekend could have gone better out here for the 80s festival, could it?
No, we had the Friday night party, which was, I think we had about 1,000 here that night, 1,500 or something. And then the Jack at the 80s sold out both days. We turned people away. So that's 5,000 plus whatever percentage they're allowed to have. So the place was packed. And we've got opportunity to do more of that sort of thing. We had other meetings today about other festivals. So from that part of this, the whole thing, we're looking rosy. It's just... we'd score more points on the track.
Yeah, so just a tiny bit of the jigsaw missing, but I'm sure we'll find it soon.
Yeah, you know, I love it. But as much as I love promoting this B-way, and it's good for us to have, you know, big crowds and you know, whether you win or lose. If we lose, it costs us less money. But for me, I'm a fan at heart, and you know, I don't want to lose.
No.
And I want to win. I'm not here to lose. I want to win, and so it hurts me. But you know, I think our riders gave their all today, but their all wasn't good enough. That's it.
And of course, it's Tuesday next week, not Thursday.
Tuesday next week against Bellevue, which is another tough one. They're a very, very strong side. Yeah, it's Tuesday next week because we have the scooter rally here.
Of course.
At the weekend. I'm hoping to go home on Saturday. I've not been home for 3 weeks organising all these events. I'm going home for a day and a half before I come back down here for Speedway. And then we have the scooter rally. So
another busy weekend, I guess, then, with the scooter rally with you and your helpers.
Yeah, I think we have about 3,500 here next weekend. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. So it's full on.
Humpty there speaking to Whitelink Warriors co-promoter Barry Bishop. Also on the night, Humpty ran into Vicky, a Warriors supporter who took part in My First Skid, a Speedway training school that gives people the opportunity to ride a Speedway bike.
What did you get up to on Tuesday then?
I rode a Speedway bike for the very first time.
Oh, after a long time, almost lifelong interest in Speedway, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, what was it like?
First ride, nerve-wracking. Second ride, I managed to get it all sorted out.
Yeah. So what are you riding on, 125?
125.
Oh, right, yeah. Have you ridden a motorbike at all before?
Only a little under 90.
Oh, right, yeah, so that's a bit of a step up then. And, yeah, it's a very different experience, I would imagine, actually riding around the track rather than standing here and watching other people do it.
Yeah, especially when you consider the bike's got no brakes.
That's right, yeah. So, how many goes did you have? Or did you lose count?
I lost count.
Yeah, because they put on a good show here for you. You can get your money's worth out of it.
You most certainly do. Anybody that's not tried it, suggest that they get down to the best track in England and have a go.
That's right. There's lots more dates coming up. I think they might have even added a couple of more before the end of the year, actually. So
There's some on the September the 14th and 28th, but I believe they're fully booked at the moment.
Yeah, it's actually a reasonable night as well, isn't it, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they do everything they can. They start the youngsters. They've got the little peewee class for the really wheel tackers, and then they've got the 125s, the 250s, the 500s.
And of course, you get all the gear as well, don't you? So you don't have to worry about that. You can come down here just as you are and hire all the gear as well. It's all in and under the price, isn't it?
Yeah, most certainly. You come down with absolutely nothing, and they get you sorted out with the riding gear, the helmet, the gloves, the goggles, the Kevlars, back protectors, steel shoe boots, you name it, they supply it.
And of course, Barry, who's one of the co-promoters down there, of course, he'll, with all his vast experience of speedway running, he keeps an eye on you and gives you confidence and makes sure everything runs nice and safely.
Yeah, and what's more, he's so friendly with it. I mean, you couldn't wish for a better tutor.
No, so you'd recommend it then, would you?
Yeah, I mean, believe me, I've got the bug for it. If I could get out there and ride it tonight, I would.
You might be signing on for the Warriors next year, then, do you reckon?
Definitely no. Most probably Peterborough Panthers.
Oh, right. No, how dare you say that on my show? No, we're quite happy to... obviously, we're here to promote Speedway right around the country. So do what Vicky says. Look it up on the website. So it's the easiest thing to do. Look up the White Link Warriors on the website and get involved like Vicky did.
Well, I suggest that if you don't do it, then you're going to regret it for the rest of your life because it is one heck of a buzz.
Well, that's just about it from the Speedway podcast this week. The Warriors' next home action is on Tuesday, the 22nd of August, when the high-flying Bellevue Colts visit the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium. Join Humpty and Shania just before 7 p.m. for that, live on Vectis Radio. And join us again next week for another Speedway podcast.